Greetings, Scotty Reed here of Black Talk Radio News. Remember, you can check out my live radio broadcast exclusively on the Black Talk Radio Network starting at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Please continue to support the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project with a tax-deductible donation today. This video is going to be about Kamala Harris, who is trying her very best to rebrand herself as a progressive prosecutor. I will be doing a show covering both her and Joe Biden tomorrow, or a segment of tomorrow's program. We'll get into some of the lies that they have been caught in. But here is another article that I came across where Kamala Harris is telling Donald Trump and all Americans to watch When They See Us, which is the documentary on Netflix by Ava DuVernay, which focuses on the wrongful convictions and imprisonment of the Central Park Five. So, Kamala Harris, in this article from Deadline, is telling people to go check out that documentary. This is part of her effort, again, to rebrand herself as a progressive prosecutor when she was anything but progressive on criminal justice issues as a prosecutor and as the Attorney General of California. So let me just read a little bit from the article. Senator Kamala Harris, a Democratic candidate for president, is surging and saw a significant increase in her support in three polls released this week as she cut into the lead that former Vice President Joe Biden has enjoyed since he entered the race. It's awful funny, you know, side note here, of how Bernie Sanders gets left out of all of these articles. Bernie Sanders, in the latest ABC poll, is only 6 points behind Joe Biden. But a lot of the mainstream media they really don't like Bernie Sanders, and that's because he's anti-establishment. And so they are trying to push two of the most establishment candidates in the race to the nomination. And when I say they, I'm talking about the mainstream media. So anyway, it says that, let me get to the part about the recommendation to watch When They See Us. It says that first quarter Federal Election Commission filings show that through March 31st, Harris led all rivals in contributions from Hollywood industry movers and shakers. And she's evidently aware of the power of media, as she wrote an op-ed for NBC News last month, calling on President Donald Trump and all Americans to watch Ava DuVernay's recent Netflix miniseries When They See Us. Now, I must have missed those reports if she wrote that op-ed for NBC News last month. Now, her commentary, the article says, was reacting to a Trump statement that he would not apologize to the five men who were incarcerated for their alleged role in a series of assaults and a rape in Central Park. Trump said they admitted their guilt, even though the charges were later invalidated after another man admitted to the rape. In her op-ed, former prosecutor Harris gushed that DuVernay's retelling of the case is a masterpiece and said the miniseries highlighted flaws in a system that is supposed to be rooted in truth and justice. She blamed systemic biases, racism, and sensationalized media coverage, including the Trump full-page ad in 1989, as causes that made it almost impossible for the accused to be treated fairly. And the trial also exposed the dehumanization of black children and life-threatening consequences, things that still occur today. So I'm not going to go into Kamala Harris's video to a group of predominantly white people where she was bragging about scaring parents and with putting them in jail for their children's truancy. I'm not even going to go there. But I will, go here. Now, Kamala Harris is trying to brand herself as a prosecutor, as a progressive prosecutor who was very progressive during her time as a prosecutor in San Francisco and as the Attorney General of North Carolina, but California. But her record shows something very, very deep. different. And that's what a lot of these politicians rely on, is people not having all the information about these people, not doing the research and digging into their records if they have one, in politics or in certain areas where now they're trying to speak to those issues. So Kamala Harris is relying on identity politics, whether you're talking about playing the black card, as many people has been accusing her of doing, and also the gender card. But I don't care about any of those things. I care about her record as a prosecutor. What really put me on to what type of person Kamala Harris was when her office that she was in charge of as the California Attorney General fought to keep people in prison because the firefighting program that, you know, the prison slave labor they use to fight fires, it would deplete California of cheap labor. Now, she tried to distance herself from the her office's comments on that and what they argued at the Supreme Court, and say she didn't know they was going to argue that. Well, I don't believe that. She was the Attorney General. You mean to tell me she didn't prep her lawyers for a Supreme Court case? I mean, wow, you know, really? So anyway, here we have Kamala Harris, and this has been out there, but I'm just going to recap this. But here's an article from 2012. A man behind bars 2 years after judge orders release. Daniel Larson, you may have heard of his story, was in a California prison serving a life sentence. He was a victim of the three strikes laws, which both Kamala Harris enforced and Joe Biden supported. But he was in a California prison serving a life sentence when he received the news he had awaited more than a decade. A federal court in Los Angeles had thrown out his conviction for carrying a concealed knife. Now, again, this is a three strikes case. So he had burglary, two other convictions for burglary. And so now this will be his third strike on this conviction of carrying a concealed 6-inch knife. Two judges, the article from the LA Times says, two judges concluded that jurors who convicted Larson would have never found him guilty had they heard from additional witnesses who saw a different man with the knife. Larson's attorney, who has since been disbarred, failed to adequately investigate the case and identify the witnesses before the trial, the judges found. But 2 years after he was supposed to be released, Larson remained behind bars while the California Attorney General, that's Kamala Harris, appeals the decision. The state's main argument, he did not file his legal paperwork seeking release on time. California Attorney General Kamala D. Harris, whose office maintains that evidence still points to Larson's guilt, accuses him and his attorneys of filing a petition seeking his release more than 6 years after he was legally required to do so. Prosecutors question whether the judges had the authority to hear Larson's petition for release. The standoff offers a window into what is often the defendant's last chance to have a criminal conviction overturned. So here this dude is facing life in prison for carrying a concealed knife. He was convicted of carrying a concealed knife about 6 inches long. And so he gets life in prison because that's his quote unquote third strike. All right. So, you know, this actually got appealed all the way to the federal courts. And Larson, as the article says, Larson turned to the federal court to file a habeas corpus claim after exhausting his appeals in California state courts. And overturning Larson's conviction, a federal court found he was actually innocent under the law because he had no confidence in the outcome of the original trial. Now, I'm going to jump forward to this other article from NBC, LosAngeles.com. It's taking a moment to load up there, so bear with me. But this man spent 13 years in prison as a result of Kamala Harris arguing that, oh, well, okay, he was innocent, but they didn't file the paperwork in time. They filed it 6 years late. So she want to keep him, keep an innocent person in prison on a technicality. All right, so let me see. As you can see here, it says a Los Angeles man who served 13 years. Oh, yeah, this article came out in 2013, the very next year. A Los Angeles man who served 13 years of a 27-year to life prison sentence for a crime, a judge and the California Innocence Project said he did not commit, was released from custody. So, like I was saying, yeah, I'm having some problems with this article loading up, so y'all please bear with me. But again, so this man was said to have, cops saw him, said they saw him throw throw a knife under a car, but witnesses said that it was another man who threw the knife under the car. But again, it all boils down to she trying to keep this man in prison on the basis that, oh, you know, he filed the paperwork to get out after he was found innocent 6 years late. So that doesn't sound very progressive to me. And I'm sorry about this article jumping around like that, but you can look up this information for yourself. And again, you know, here we got Joe Biden. Here we got Kamala Harris trying to brand themselves as progressives, and especially when it comes to criminal justice issues, neither one was progressive. And the Democratic Party tries to shove these establishment candidates on the people. Then I think that Donald Trump has a very good chance of being reelected because he can do the oppositional research. And hey, you want to bring up the Central Park Five? Well, look, you try to have a man put in prison and kept in prison for life, even though he was innocent, because he filed the paperwork late. So you gonna keep the man in prison for life for that? And the same thing with Joe Biden. Oh man, I mean, all kind of videos are starting to surface of him sounding just like Donald Trump on criminal justice issues, on immigration issues. You know, Kamala Harris got a bump by tagging him on the desegregation issues, but I tell you, man, it seems like the Democratic Party is part of some kind of conspiracy if they pick either of these as their nominee to get Trump reelected. So, yeah. All right, so thank you for watching. If you think this information it's worthwhile, please share it with others, and please continue to support the nonprofit media efforts of Black Talk Media Project. You can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com and make a tax-deductible donation via our PayPal. You don't have to have a PayPal account. You can use a debit card, a credit card, or you can send a check or money order made out to Black Talk Media Project. Our address is P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120-0065.